Hey there, freedom seeker, and welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland, excited to be on this journey with you. I know there's many of you out there listening to this podcast who are either service providers who are looking to start to scale with passive income or a digital leg of your business where you are looking to have money come in when you don't have to output time, okay? Or maybe you have a job and you're thinking about branching into the online space and really wanting to dial it in. Okay, I want to show you today how easy it can be, the math behind earning an extra $2,000 a month. Now, you might be thinking $2,000 a month, that's not going to pay my bills. Listen, I get it. It wouldn't pay mine either. But sometimes it helps us to start small and look at, take a bite out of the elephant, one tiny bite, right? We might want to get to 10K months, but we start with 2K months, yeah? And that's what we're going to dig into today, because what's really cool is when you see the plan and when you see the vision and you see yourself getting your 2K months, by golly, it's just a matter of duplication and consistency to get to the 10 and 15K months, okay? All right, let's get into this right now. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this. And they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion, because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. Alrighty, so $2,000 a month. Look, there's a few different ways you can do this. And for those of you listening that have a W-2 and want to just break free, like you've got to replace your income quickly, I'm going to give you my best tips and strategy to bridge that gap. This is not the permanent solution. It is a gap bridge to ultimately help you move from making money through a job, okay, to making money from home, having the flexibility. And what's interesting is it is so much easier than you might think as far as the numbers go. I won't say that it's necessarily easier to find the clients and get yourself out there. That does take some strategy and some process and thinking through it. But the numbers make sense. So say, for example, you work at a business and you make $20 to $30 an hour, somewhere in there. And either you do accounting, bookkeeping, your marketing department, your sales department, you're in a department, you are interfacing either with clients directly or other team members, but you have a specific job or a skill. I could tell you right now, there are other online businesses willing to pay you as a freelancer for the same skill you're doing, and I'll bet you it's three times what you get paid. At least two times. Okay. So let me tell you what I mean by that. My last W-2 job, I was an office manager at a local log cabin construction company. In my role, I did social media management. I started their podcast. I was their bookkeeper. I also oversaw their sales team, helped them strategize, and was in charge of marketing. Lots of things. Now, that may sound like a lot, but it really wasn't. It was a smaller company. But the point is this. I learned later that just for the small task of managing their social media, other companies would pay me $1,000 to $1,500 a month for that. I did not know that that was a thing. Now, I was there, I was making about $20, $23 an hour, somewhere in there, I don't remember exactly. And so my take-home pay was around $4,500 a month by the time it was all said and done. And look at all the hats I was wearing for that $20-ish dollars an hour. So my point is, if you could leave and do social media, which was clearly only taking me like a fraction of the time I was there, and get paid a quarter of what I was getting paid to do it as a job. Okay, I just want you to have that mindset shift. This can be true for you in every area of business. So, sales, boom, people need help with sales. You're a customer service person, people need help with customer service. You're great on the phone, or maybe you're not good on the phone, but you're good in behind the computer with bookkeeping and office management and business organization. All of these things are skills that you have that you can immediately get paid for by doing them on your own. Now, I won't disillusion you and tell you that it's super easy. It definitely takes thought and strategy, and you want to have a plan and maybe even one or two customers before you take the leap, okay? But my point is, it is possible. And when you understand possibility and you know what is possible for you, it changes your mind about things, and no longer are you feeling stuck. Okay, I realize I'm spending a little more time on this than I really intended to, but my heart is going out to those of you who are feeling stuck. Because guess what? When you feel stuck, you're limiting yourself on possibility. Okay, you're telling yourself, I can't get a new job because I'll risk losing this one. I can't go out on my own because of X, Y, and Z. Just believe that there is possibility, and that's the door I want to open for you in this little segment of this podcast. Now, the ultimate goal is not to trade time for money from home either, right? The ultimate goal is to have scalable income. So I gave you guys the bridge information. Now, let me teach you the outline to scalable income. So again, whatever your skill is, people will pay for it. But guess what? Some people want to learn the skill, but can't af because they either can't afford to pay for it or they don't want to pay for it. They just want to learn the skill. Maybe they want to do it as a business for themselves. Maybe they are a business owner and they want to learn it for themselves and improve. Either way, they are willing to pay to get trained. And that's where you start with your passive income. That's where you start building your scalable income through a course or some other modality that helps you expand other people. You start pouring into other people in a way that allows you to build something one time and profit from it multiple times over. That is literally what scalable income boils down to. Now, let's break it down for the numbers. Okay, we already kind of gave you the idea about social media managers. I do think that's going to get a little bit more tough as AI rolls out with all these fancy tools. Paying $1,500 a month may not be as easy to get with social media as it once was. But that isn't to say that there aren't other opportunities here for you. So let's talk about it. Let's say that you were to only need, if you could create a service that cost anywhere between $500 to $1,000 a month for you to do for the month, maybe it only takes you 8 to 10 hours for the month, you would essentially be making about $100 an hour, by the way. And I'm going to give you a little extra coaching here that it was a little bit of a money trail, but it's important because you might be thinking $100. I mean, I only make like 25 right now. You're getting $100 for that time because you're also spending time to get to that moment when you have that client. So there's lead up time, there's processing time, there's invoicing time, there's going to be business hours that you're getting paid for too. So you're really working outside of those 8 to 10 hours, but it is still fair to say and charge $500 to $1,000 for whatever it is that you're doing. And when you can do that, you only need what? Four, two to four clients to make $2,000. When you think of it like that and you break it down into such a small amount, it's so much easier than if we create this huge hill to climb that feels virtually impossible to even start. Okay, so this is the reason why I wanted to break this down for you to such a small number. So even if your product isn't a trading time for money service, it's a scalable product like a course or an academy. We've talked about this on the podcast before about building a product ladder. Let's just say you have an entry-level, your main product course is valued at, let's say, $400 to $500. You only need 4 clients a month in order to buy that for you to hit your goal of 2,000. Once you can figure out how to get 4 customers into your pipeline, the sky's the limit from there, because if you've got 4, you could get 8, you could get 16, and so on, okay? But now you can also have the time to build out a product ladder. So one person might have spent $500, and then maybe they turn into a one-to-one client or a high-ticket client or buy another product from you. So if your cost per customer, or your income rather per customer, ends up being closer to $900 or $1,200 per person, it means you still don't have to get as many people. Now, they may not pay $900 or $1,200 for one product. It might be a stack of products, okay, over time. But that is truly how you build up that momentum. Now, if you want help doing this, you like what we're talking about, this seems reasonable, it seems attainable, because it is, join us. Get into the Freedom Entrepreneur Online Business Community on Facebook. And each week, I'll be going live to go deeper into trainings to help you navigate the muddy waters of getting this figured out and implementing and strategizing and executing, because it is possible. And I know so right now, so many people are struggling. An extra $2,000 a month would be a game changer. Just think, in a year from now, that's an additional $24,000 to your bottom line. Next year, it might be $48,000 or $50,000. How quickly could you replace your income with a strategy if you had something that was working even on a small scale like $2,000 a month? You can do this, my friend. You can do this. I can't wait to see you in the Freedom Entrepreneur Community on Facebook. Until next time, bye for now.